With rifles on their shoulders far to meet the coming foe. From Stradbally, Thomas and his men, they marched in single file. But 'twas little they thought they'd have to hold when they came to Ballyvile.
Lovely.
When the rebels saw them coming sure, in numbers they were great. By the railway slopes and cornfields, our boys they did await. And when the battle started sure, the books were plainly seen. From behind that big white torn hedge of Tobin's old boyne. It's to our brave dispatch boy, great praise to him is due. For when the fight was raging, 'twas across the bridge he flew. With a message for his comrades, it was either fight or die. And the bullets fell around him like the hailstones from the sky. Now our boys, they were outnumbered and their ammunition low. But in case of being surrounded, 'twas true not they had to go. And they swore that Sunday evening, if they should fight again, they'd have plenty ammunition and likewise a few more. Now if this bridge could only speak, great stories it would tell. How its limestone arches echo to the roar of shot and shell. The Hejacta from her lofty perch that day she had to go. And leave the lovely valley where the Dalligan River flows. Now to conclude and finish up, I have one more word to say. For the soul of Jackie Cummins now, let all his comrades pray. And let it be remembered by every one of them that he died a brave young volunteer on the slopes of Quarry's Glen. When this battle it is over and we'll have our liberty, we will drink a health to Ballyvile and the men who set it free. We'll have Sinn Féin banners floating from the mountain to the sea. And we'll hang the flag of freedom from Pat's London's old ash tree.
Good luck.
He told go back when I you show. His days I went to on mighty bare feet and not much to eat on the road to Abbey. The March winds blew and the hailstones flew across my bony knees. And all I had for no company was the birds upon the trees. Take me back to the good old days I went to school. Times were bad, but I never was sad on the road to Abbey Slough.
Two muses, nine with me combine. I claim your kind attention. It's the praises of the maid divine. I am going to make no mention. But island pride rings in my mind when I approaches Annie. She is fair at sight, fair maid she is, the maid of Ballingarry. With compliment I did present my first and only charmer. I said, fair maid, I am afraid you were carrying Cupid's armor.
away.
How could I go, dear John, she said, and leave these groves and valleys, to leave behind my loving friends, and all for me lamenting. And besides, my age is scarce 16, would you impose upon me and try to ruin a maid so young? The maid of Ballingarry, but willingly she did agree. Limerick town we walked on, into a tavern there we went, where lovers often tarry. Love's it sparkled in her eyes, as sweet as sugar candy. Cupid fluttered on her lips, and they were wet with brandy. So now, dear John, you have won my heart, although you being a stranger, my fortune and family I will forsake to keep you from all danger. And now we'll go to Killarney town, I will go along with Johnny, and I'll bid adieu both to of you, and I'll leave old Ballon.
Fado.
Who do you want? Fado. On the little fair near Carraro. If you go to Mark, I'll meet Hal Moore, who's an only son of 24. And what was done at close of day, he'd settle down to a cup on tea. He never felt the urge to stroll or to spend an evening time ago. His intellectual needs are drawn from books like paint and easy gone. And so it was, blaine in, blaine out, me ourselves have moved about. A high thought of Collins, I sure most men do, but he never seemed unthinking to. Me, I love for all clear, Collins, that's had a bright idea. She said her lass here when the time came by that maybe she'd have a try and all big cune like Calro, with no foreign food and a far to go. And there to meet the native clan, Peter, find herself a man. But it's Collins, that's with eyes of blue, she was known in town, the city Sioux. She left her men in the state of shock on Mihal Moore, your fair gamock. This gallant woman knows every trick, she's heading west, beware of Vic. And the lights shone bright in the parish hall. It was January, corny where I was born. In Mihal, Owen had his be Susie on, and she dressed in the most revealing gown. A great big fella from the west with holy medals across his chest, the claim from City Sioux came in, tell him and deal with your fair shin. I'll show you first, Mihal took a chance then. Kid me the fault, will you then? Round the floor, the pair did stuck cheek to cheek from head to foot. So, City Sioux is hot in here. I think Mihal will disappear. We go to my place, the doors are locked. Spend the night in Shamara Hoped. Now, Mihal, head was in his spin. He left shit thinking thoughts of shin. He's to the gas, he's Jezebel. I'll surely send my soul to hell. Through the gas, he couldn't utter. So off he bolted on his rocker, set away into bed, and Dickens the rosary said, now Mihal Moore still sleeps alone in his lap of young, a cone. So he often thinks of Shamar Hooked and might have been, how should Mihal Hooked?
I'm a young fellow that never was told the green of our land was our right to uphold. Now I'm making me fortune in silver and gold in the factory in Ballinacorty. I rise every morning at 7 o'clock, and at 8:05, sure I've punched in the clock. And I'm making me fortune with Kilkenny Rock, and I hope to retire when I'm 40. Well, our brave county council, they make a great noise with their big Yankee dollar and jobs for the boys, and they boast of the thousands they mean to employ, and they swear that it'll be our salvation. They got us our land and our water so pure, with planning, with grant and permission galore, but the dirty old waste they flog out on the shore, and to hell with the whole conservation. Now, when those brave councillors walk down the strand, admiring those chimneys that stick up so grand, you can view them from Helvick, clear round to both strand, and the stream coming off in the morning. They swore they'd preserve both for me and for you and for me, our scenic amenities down by the sea. But the tourists may go and play golf and trally, for Dungarvan they'll not be adorning. Oh, 'tis true, as you know, that there is a long pipe, and all this discharge is a powder that's white. And if it builds up, as it very well might, at the Black Rock we'll have the new strand. But inside in Dungarvan there's stuff I could show that floats on the tide and the ebb and the flow, and continues to float, as you very well know, until someone demand it be banned. So when those brave councillors sit at the end of the day, and they pull the old chain in the regular way, it discharges the whole bloody lot in the bay, and they don't give a damn for pollution. And I hope when they die and they all go to hell, they may sit through eternity smelling the smell that the rest of the ratepayers know bloody well, when the tide's going out in Dungarvan. So if you're a rebel and wish to complain and want to get back to pure nature again, go around at low tide and stuff up their drains. Maybe then they'll pay heed to your warning. For of one thing I'm sure, and I swear 'tis no doubt, that the men with the money are terrible. I must have louts. Ah, in dirt they were born, in dirt they must die. Shut us, then we will have a new dawning.
Right. Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles per second, so it's reckoned the sun, which is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at 1,000,000 miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. The galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light-years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 wide. We're 30,000 miles from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years, and our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. 12, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there is intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Too bad a young girl I once courted, name of Katie Donahue. Now she's fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say that whenever I went a courting her, you could hear her mammy say,
Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? Don't you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town? You're a get up at that, ye impertinent brat, and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Now the first time that I met her was at a fair at Tanderagee, and I very kindly asked her if she'd dance a step with me. She asked if I would leave her home if I was going her way, and whenever I went in through the door you could hear her mammy say, Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? Don't you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town? You're a get up at the dodgy, you're putting breath in the Mr. Maguire, sit down. Ah, but now that we are married, sure, her mammy's changed her mind. Ever since I drank the legacy me father left behind, she hasn't got the decency to bid me time a day. And whenever I go in through the door, you could hear her mammy say, oh, Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the draught. Sure, it's only Owl Maguire, and he simply drives me daft. I don't know what Katie sees in him, for he's always on the tear. Or you sit where you are and never you dare to give Owl Maguire the chair.
All right.
Okay, we might listen to it, but we don't want to look at that. Sorry. Right, Jimmy, you're ready, bud. Great to meet you, McGrath.
Where are you, Jimmy?
It's also one of my favourite Paddy Tony songs. He was a big fan of Paddy Tony. This is probably the best immigration song I think that was ever composed, if I can remember it now. I didn't intend to sing this, so if I fail in the middle, you would help me out. If I can even start it.
Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's an anti-climax.
Song in Braille, this is.
Farewell to the land of Shillelagh and Shamrock, where many's the long day in great pleasure I spend. Farewell to the friends that I leave here behind me, to live in old Ireland if they are content. Tis the look.
Mike, did you know the next one?
I was just depending on
sorry I am far to leave this green island, whose cause I supported in both peace and war. But to live here in bondage, I never could be happy. Oh, the green fields of Canada are sweeter by far. Oh, the limp dams are idle, the wheels are not spinning. Gone are the weavers of baskets and creels. And away o'er the ocean go the journeymen tailors, and the fiddlers who flaked out the wild mountain reels. But I mind a time when old Ireland was flourishing, when all kinds of tradesmen did work for good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, 'tis we boys must follow to America.
No longer I will stay in this place of oppression. And no cruel landlord shall rule over me. To the land of sweet liberty I will bid good morrow. In the green fields of Canada, 'tis there I'll be free. Oh, who could stay here amid the want and starvation? To hear the poor children crying out for their bread, and so many of the people without habitation, left to die in the fields without a roof over their head. Oh, my father is old, and my mother is quite weary. To leave their poor cottage, it grieves their hearts sore. And the tears in great numbers down their cheeks they are coursing. To think that they must die upon a far foreign shore. But little care I where my bones may be buried. If in peace and contentment I cannot live my life. Oh, the green fields of Canada, they daily are calling. There I'll put an end to all my misery and strife. So farewell to the growth of the sweet County Antrim. Likewise to the girls of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them. Though now far away across the ocean I'm bound. So let's pack up your state stores, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay. With no taxes and tithes to devour up your wages. When you're on the green fields of America. Oh, our anchor is weighed and the ship it is sailing. Farewell to old Ireland, I'm now going to leave. My Mary has left both her father and mother, and with me she will cross o'er the wild stormy way. And now to conclude and to end my lamentation, if here a friendless Irishman I should meet upon the way, with the best in my house I will greet and make him welcome at home on the green fields of America.
And then it's down to Summer Hill and heard the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, so and it's been for another little drop of the road. The road is dicey ride.
Poor old dicey ride, she has given to the drop. Poor old dicey ride, for she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the hawk, and she comes in for another drop and half. On the road is dicey ride.
She owns a little sweet shop at the corner of the street. And every morning after school I go to wash her feet. She leaves me there to mind his shop while she listens for little drops of the heart to the roll is Dicey Riley.
Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the stop. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up.
It's off each morning to the house, and she comes in for another little up to the heart. Oh, the road is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, for she'll never give it up. Poor old Dicey Riley. Sorry, cut that verse.
Hey! Happy Riley.
and done. To the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with a tinker's daughter, for along the road to Rome. But Sullivan John, you won't stick it long, when your belly will soon be slack. And you'll roam the road with a mighty load and a shoebox on your back. And at Mary Coffey and her nice baby behind her back strapped on. She had a less pantole in her hands to dry her donkey on. Inquiring at every farmer's house as along the road she roamed, as to where would she find an old pot to mend, or to where would she swap her hands. And the hairy asper in the county Clare, in a place they call Spancel Hill, where my brother James got wrapped with a haze, and poor Paddy did try to kill. They loaded him up in an old lass and cart, while Kitty Big Mary looked on. God looked to the day they went away to join the tinker clan. Oh, Sullivan John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with a tinker's daughter, for along the road to Rome. But Sullivan John, you won't stick it long, when your belly will soon be slack. And you'll roam the road with a mighty load and a shoebox on your back.
Some ladies are gay, some ladies are comely, and some live while they may. My lady's a wild flying dove, my lady's wine. She tells me each evening she's mine, all mine. She likes pretty pictures and birds when they sing. She'll watch them for hours, but I see only her. My lady's a wild flying dove, my lady's wine. She tells me each evening she's mine, all mine. She tells me she's learning how full her cup can be. She tells me she's learning. I know she's teaching me. My lady's a wild flying dove, my lady's wine. She tells me each evening she's mine, all mine.
Men are lovely.
There's
only been kind, Paddy's mad at me now, he's only been kind to leave. I'm not here, really.
He's warmed his heart.
Well, leave by.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I hope you all, both great and small, with me you will agree. Concerning this great tragedy took place near Stradbally, when a young and handsome sailor lad, how sad it was to see. met with a foul, and silent down by the river Tay. As he went out one evening, sure, the sun was sinking low. The little birds had gone to rest, and the silent waters flow. When a fatal shot re-echoed, and before the break of day, it had mingled his young sailor's blood with the waters of the Tay. He struggled for some moments, but he struggled well in vain. He fought so hard against cruel that the river banked again, with the weeping willows o'er him, and whom in their shade he lay. A young sailor died, a bleeding heart, down by the river Tay. It was sad to see, next morning as the day began to dawn, to watch his body carefully taken down by Woodhouse Lawn. They laid him out most tenderly until later that same day. The coroner called his jurymen down by the river Tay. Now Woodhouse boasts her monster oak and her graceful lofty pines, but beneath them is a blood-stained spot where the sun can never shine. So let it be a warning when you hear those pigeons call, close by those weeping willows where, like tears, the dewdrops fall. Here's a memory to keep living, sure, his comrades are inclined, for to sing those gentle verses for whom him were put in rhyme. For the harrows of that morning from our mind shall ne'er decay, and the sight we see neath that willow tree down by the river Tay. May God have mercy on his soul, let all his comrades pray, that he may reach that heavenly shore that lies so far away. For his voyage now is o'er, and he's anchored in the harbour of his bright eternal shore. By the margins of the ocean, one pleasant evening in the month of June, when all those feathered songsters their liquid notes did sweetly tune, but it was there I spied a female, and on her features she wore the signs of woe, conversing with young Bonaparte concerning the bunny bunch of roses old. Then up speaks young Napoleon, and he takes his mother by the hand,
Dublin,
saying, "Mother dear, be patient until I'm able to take command, and I'll rise a mighty army, and through tremendous dangers go. And despite of all the universe, I will conquer the bunny bunch of roses, oh." When first you saw great Bonaparte, you fell upon your bended knee, and you asked your father's life of him. He granted it most manfully,
And he took his mighty army, and o'er the frozen Alps did go. And he said, I'll conquer Moscow, and I'll return for the bunny bunch of roses, oh. He took 300,000 men, and kings likewise to bear his train. He was so well provided for that he could sweep the world for gain. But when he came to Moscow, he was overpowered by the sleet and the snow. And with Moscow all ablazing, he lost the bunny bunch of roses, oh. So, son, be not too venturesome, for England is the heart of old. And England, Ireland, Scotland, their unity has ne'er been broke. Remember your brave father, on St. Helena his body lies low. And if you follow after, beware of the bunny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, mother, adieu forever, for now I lie on my dying bed. If I'd lived, I'd have been clever, but now I droop my weary head. But when our bones lie mouldering, and weeping willows o'er us grow, the name of young Napoleon will sting the bunny bunch of roses, oh.
Thank you.
Serious but not critical.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
of me. And me to ever to the proof. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. But between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Okay.
Him one of the horn. He lately made a mortal care, an invention of his own. The wheels he got from Dorn and the tires he packed with straw, and he placed the number up behind just to satisfy the law. As the neighbours gazed in wonder as Mick described her power, I think Sir Mick she'll easily do the 100 miles an hour. He smiled with satisfaction when the neighbours placed his work. I sure had to go to horn, said the lad called Mickey Work. She reveals she had a funnel and she sends it up by lab. Tomorrow we'll be ready to start her mortal care. She was early next morning, the neighbours thronged the street, and what a mighty cheer rose when Mickey took the seed. Beside him sat Patch Connolly, and behind him Mickey died, because his dial get out again, she would never thought a while. She reveals she sends petrol, so Mickey got a tin, and he opened up the petrol tank for the poorest bit of tin. He cracked the match, light his pipe, and there was a great loud shot. And all the goods on Judy's window, they filled around the shop. With willing hands, they turned the care right opposite the barrack. Now take your seat against the shear, and we'll start her off a carrick. Gave the steering wheel a twist, and the engine gave a jump. They went 100 yards or more, and they stuck against the pump. Said Connolly to Mickey Dial, I think there's something up. And out from underneath the care, he pulled a greyhound pup. There's something else the matter now. I think he can't be that, says distant Patsy Connolly, pulling out Mike Dunphy's cat. They pushed out upon the road and they started off once more. The Connolly blew the funnel. One of Pat Nell Murphy's door. Nell Murphy had a fox sound done from the fiddled peck. And when he had the funnel sound, so the hair stood on his back. He leapt out through the window and he landed on the street, but Mickey had no mercy. His death was fat and sweet. Travelled on without delay, and now Mick was swelled with pride. The goat and kids, they crossed the road. It was a good old goat that died. The next few miles, they travelled fast, the road being very straight. The Connolly blew the funnel going past Maloney's gate. Maloney's ass was on the road, and when he heard the sound, she seemed to please him very much, for he rolled upon the ground. The cat came around the corner, and Mickey's face glowed red. He made a move to pull the brake, but Maloney's ass was dead. The gossips died, were out of oil, as by 9 mile house they flew. I think, said Mick, she'll do the trick for Grange Morgue, just the one in view. John Dunphy's house we'd stop, and said Mick, we'll wet our touch. But one of the tires got cut in two with a broken quarter bottle. Care came to a sudden stop. Connolly fell out. The children, they all gathered round, and they all began to shout. They gazed at it and wondered, should the lights they never saw. Says one, I think, it's a thrashing machine, she'd look at the weight and straw. Mickey died, he got a hammer and a piece of copper wire. And less than 20 minutes, he sits the broken tire. Said Mickey Shea, I'll stand to drink, just say what it'll be. A pint of beer, said Connolly, and the same says died for me. At Glenbower Hill they travelled fast till Mickey's face grew pale, for up the hill came Dinny Power with a load of Dowley's mare. Said Connolly to Mickey died, whose life shall we save? We'll save our own, said Mickey Shea, let him find an early grave. As down the hill the cab went fast, just like a cannonball. It missed poor Dinny and his horse, and it struck the barrack wall. And when the neighbours heard the news, sure, this is what they said. Maloney's ass is well revenged, but Mickey Shea's dead.
Far from the isle of the holy and grand, where wild oxen fatten and brave men are banned, all lonely and lone, in the far distant land, do I wander and toil for poor Aaron. Lonely and sad I roam, far from my island home, where the wild west surging foam, headlands appearing, clouded in silver spray, crashing through heaven's bright ray. pride, lowly Aaron. Sweet, sweet Inish Kahi, the sacred, the blessed, a fit place for a saint or a warrior's rest. Your sentinel towers left each storm repressed. Your morning waves wail for my errand. How oft have I wandered by Shannon's bright flood, or paused as I gazed where the mighty wooden stood. Oh, gun that the bear shouldn't be best of the brood that now blights your beauty, my Aaron. And 'tis oft times I wished for to wander once more to the loved ones I left on my own Shannon shore. My blessings I'd give them a thousand times o'er, and a smile and a tear for poor Aaron. Lonely and sad I roam, far from my island home, where the wild waves surging foam, headlands appearing, clouded in silver spray, crashing through heaven's bright rays, for thy glory and pride, lovely Aaron. And I'm thinking and praying the length of the night for the grey dawn of freedom, the signal to fight. My rifle 'tis ready, and my sabre 'tis bright, for to strike once again for my Aaron. Lonely and sad I roam, far from my island home, where the wild waves surging foam, headlands appearing, clouded in silver spray, crashing through heaven's bright rays, for thy glory and pride, lowly Aaron.
Get it done.
It's your turn.
Willie Taylor and his youthful lover, full of mirth and loyalty. They were going to the church to be married. He was pressed and sent on sea. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. She dressed herself up as a sailor, on her breast she wore a star, her beautiful fingers long and slender, she gave them all just a smear of tar. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. On this ship there being a skirmish, she be one among the rest. Silver buttons flew off her jacket, there was revealed her snow white breast. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. Said the captain to this fair maid, what misfortune brings you here? I'm in search of my true lover, whom you pressed on the other ear. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum dum. If you're in search of your true lover, pray come tell to me his name. Willie Taylor, they do call him, but Fitzgerald is his name. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum dum. So get up early tomorrow morning, early at the break of day. There you'll find your Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day. Oh, she got up the very next morning, early at the break of day. There she spied her Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day. Well, she took out a brace of pistols that she had at her command. There she shot her Willie Taylor with his bride at his right hand. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day. When the captain got to hear it of the deed that she had done, he made her a ship's commander over a vessel to the Isle of Man. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day.
Yeah.
Oh, what will I do, my love, when you are going to leave me? Oh, what will I do, my love, when you are far away? I pray to God above me, my darling boy, I love thee. And there's not a one in this wide world I love more than thee. Oh, every branch and every bough and every rosy and mayflower, oh, remind me of my cardinal on the banks of the lea. Oh, the tears came down her rosy cheeks the last night we were parting. I kissed her, I embraced her, and I danced her on my knee. Oh, little was the notion I was parting her forever. Oh, the night that we parted on the banks of the lea. Oh, every branch and every bough and every rosy and mayflower, oh, reminds me of my calling on the banks of the lea.
Singing all day, and I am nearly done. I see by a gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the brave falling in 1916. Well, I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Young Willie McBride was a slow and obscene. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife lowly? Did he sound the dead march as the Lord he down? May the man play the last post and chorus. May the pipes play the flowers of the forest. Did you leave here a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed down forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and fading to yellow in a brown little frame. Did it beat the drum slowly? Did it play the bell slowly? Did it sound the dead march as the Lord came down? May the band play the last waltz and chorus. May the pipes play the flowers of the forest. Now the sun, now it shines on a green field of friends. Did the warm summer breeze make the red poppies dance? And see how the sun shines from under the cloud. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Till man's blind indifference to his fellow man, the whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did it beat the drum slowly?
In the face of my story, did it sound as they marched and they lowered you down? And did the band play the last waltz and chorus? May the pipes play the flowers of the forest.
Now young Willie McBroy, I can't help wondering why, to those who lie here, no, why did he die? And did he believe when he answered the call? Did he really believe that this war would end wars? For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying was all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happens again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the pipe slowly? Did it sound the dead march as the Lord came down? May the band play the last waltz and chorus. May the pipes play the flowers of the forest.
War song, but this is my favorite anti-war song of all the time. Because it just kind of lures you into the expectation that it's going to be a happy, carefree kind of comic song. But it is, to me, the best anti-war song of all time.
Because it lures you now.
This is Magura, the sergeant said. Would you like to make a soldier out of your son, Ted? With a big long sword and a scarlet and a tree-cocked hat. Now, Mrs. McGrath, wouldn't you like that?
With me too-ray-ya, all the little lad. Too-ray-ya, with me too-ray-ya, all the little lad. Too-ray-ya.
Now, in his tree-cocked hat and his scarlet coat, she bid Ted goodbye at the door of the boat. Saying, Ted, when I see you back again, sure as maybe you'll be married to the Queen of Spain. Would be
Turaya, Falidla, Turayuraya, would be Turaya, Falidla, Turayuraya.
Now, Mrs. McGrath lived by the seashore for the space of 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship sailing into the bay. Well, that's my son Ted, would you clear the way?
With me Turaya, Falidla,
Turayuraya,
with me Turaya, Falidla,
Turayuraya. Ah, Captain McGraw, where have you been? Is it sailing in the Mediterranean? Have you got any news of my son Ted?
the poor boy living our estate, that would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya, would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya. Then up comes Ted without knee legs, but in their place he had two wooden pegs. She covered him and kisses a dozen or two. Saying, glory be to God, sure it couldn't be you. Would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya, would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya. Oh, were you drunk or were you blind that you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it while walking on the sea? A big fish at your legs from the knees of a man would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya, would be Turaya, Fazilla. Turaya, Raya, Raya. Well, I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. But a big cannonball on the 8th of May blew me two fine legs from the knees of a man with me Turaya, Fazilla.
Sleep another night with my mother at home.
lest I will sleep with you. The request that you ask, love, it will not be granted. Why did you consider before marriage came on? For now you are married and married and happy. Your first and fun true love remains in your mind.
Lovely.
The bodies were defeated, all the islands surrounded with sadness and gloom. We were defeated and shamefully greeted, and I, Robert Emmett, awaiting my doom. Home, drawn and quartered, sure that was my sentence, but soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime was a love of a land I was born in, and a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. Bold Robert Emmett, the Darling of Erin, bold Robert Emmett, he'll die with a smile. Farewell companions, for life and daring, I lay down my life for the immortal dying. A barge lay at anchor, waiting to take me over the billows to land of the free. But I must see my sweetheart, for I know she'll cheer me, and with her I will sail far over the sea. But I was arrested and cast into prison, tried as a traitor, a rebel, a spy. But no one can call me an ape nor coward, for a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. Bold Robert Emmett, the Darling of Erin, bold Robert Emmett, he'll die with a smile. Farewell companions, but loyal and daring, I lay down my life for the immortal dying.
I wish in vain, I wish I was a youth again. Oh, but a youth again I can never be. Tell the apples grow on the 93. I left my father, I left my mother, I left my brothers and sisters too. I left all my friends and my own relations. I left them all far to follow you. Oh, but the sweetest apple is the soonest rotten, and the hottest love is the soonest cold. Oh, but what can be cured, love, as obedient you would love. And now I am bound for America. Oh, love is pleasing, and love is teasing, and love is a pleasure when first it's new. Oh, but as it grows older, sugar all grows colder, and fades away like a morning dew. Oh, love and water, make the young man older, and love and whiskey makes them old and gray. Oh, but what can be cured, love, as to be in Jewett, love? And now I am bound for America.
Good man, John.
As I walk the road from Kishanta, with her eyes sit down, 12 long miles around the lake.
Lovely.
To get to Cabin Town. The old run, the road I go, won't seem beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girls of fair. The autumn shades are on the beach. Trees will soon be there. Each red gold leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I sigh. The broken pools of sky remind me of the colors of her eyes. At the cabin cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found. She seems to have the eye of every boy in Cabin Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have a golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of cabin men, she'll walk with me a while. Now Sunday evening finds me over to Kilchandra bound, to walk the week till I return to court in Cabin Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So Sunday morning I'll rouse myself to Cabin Town and go. As I walk the road from Kilchandra, weary I sit down. It's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cabin Town. Though to run the road I go won't seem beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my calm girl so fair.
Penny Tutty breaks, simply because, as you know, it's always a very bad performance if there's more performers than audience, so we have to... we need more audience than we have already. So some people are going to have to take up the position of audience. So we go straight to the... but remember that you have to cheer loud enough for 10 people.
Yeah.
And you do as well.
Here,
start
now.
Hey, when you hand the pass round, you don't hear it, so... Yeah.
Nick was on a bright March morning along by the Charavan.
Oh, lovely.
I met a pretty colleen with a basket on in her hand. Said, now don't be teasing me, I haven't a leg for to stand. She was waiting for the driver who drives the Gory Caravan. For a hand in hand together, we came to Dungarvan town. We went into Ellie Tobin's, where me and my love sat down. We ordered lake up then, till we hadn't a leg for to stand. Or we were waiting for the driver who drives the Gory Caravan. But now my love she has left me, and I don't know where she's gone. But the neighbours, they all tell me she lives up in the Long Row. I'll follow my love till I find her and make her my own if I can. And no more will she go roving in the Gory Caravan. For hand in hand together, till we came to Dungarvan town. We went into Ellie Tobin's, where me and my love sat down. We ordered pick up plenty, till we hadn't a leg for to stand. We were waiting for the driver who drives the Gory Caravan. But now my love she is married, way up in Gallows Hill. She got married to a farmer's son, and we called him Willie Phil. He swore that he'd be true to her as long as they both shall live, and no more will they go roving in the Gory Caravan. For hand in hand together, till we came to Dungarvan town. We went into Ellie Tobin's, where me and my love sat down. We ordered lake of plenty, till we hadn't a leg for to stand. For we were waiting for the driver who drove. That's
all we have.
I've been trying to get Queenie to come here since the very first one. She finally came down, but I had to promise to sing this song for her. This is a song she sings herself, but she hasn't got all the verses, I think. But she heard her uncle.
Is
it your uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's another so-called local song. It's a local version of a Scots song, but it's... But it's very local to the area, so like we go well after the Dungarvan song, being the Capoquin song. We call it Grey Gregory, and it's called Lord Gregory or something. And it's called the Last of Rock Ride. And it's a very old, very, very old song.
Give the Irish version.
Yeah, the Irish version.
The Glasgow version.
I am... And you also have to pretend I'm a woman for the first verse. I know that's going to be a huge leap for some of you here. Maybe not for some others.
Excuse me, Mrs. Will, you want to get later?
Yeah. I suppose she's doing a high voice.
I'm a king's daughter.
No, that wouldn't work. I am a king's daughter. That's straight from Capoquin, in search of Lord Gregory, pray God I find him in. The rain beats on my yellow locks, the dew wets my skin. The babe lies cold all in my arms, Lord Gregory, let me in. Lord Gregory's not here, and henceforth can't be seen. He's gone to bonnie Scotland to bring home his new queen. So leave now these windows, likewise this hall, for it's
deep in the sea, you should hide your downfall. Who will show my bit little feet to a glove or her hand? Who will tie up my babe's middle with the long and green bands? Who will comb out her auburn locks with an ivory comb? Who will be my babe's father till Lord Gregory comes home? I will shoe your babe's little feet, I glove out her hand. I will tie up your babe's middle with the long and green band. I will comb out her auburn locks with an ivory comb. I'll be your babe's father till Lord Gregory comes home. But leave now these windows likewise this hall. For deep in the sea, you should hide your downfall. Do you remember Lord Gregory that night in Capoquin? We both changed pockets, handkerchiefs, and that all against my will. For yours was pure linen love, and mine but coarse cloth. Yours cost one guinea, love, and mine but one groat. Do you remember Lord Gregory that night in Capoquin? We both chained rings up our fingers, and that all against my will. For yours was pure silver, love, and mine but black tin. Yours cost one guinea, love, and mine but 1 cent. Do you remember Lord Gregory that night in my father's farm, when you stole away my fond heart, and that was worst of all? The rain beats on my yellow locks, the dew wets me still. The babe lies cold all in my arms. Lord Gregory, let me in. Oh, leave now these windows, likewise this hall. For it's deep in the sea, you should hide your downfall. Oh, my curse on you, mother, and my curse is being sore. For I dreamt the lass of Ochran came rapping to our door. Lie down, you foolish son, lie down and sleep. For it's long ago her yellow locks lie waving. Oh, saddle me the black horse, the brown or the bay. Go saddle me the best horse in my stable today. Till I ride o'er the mountains and the valleys so wide. Till I find the lass of Ochran and lie all by her.
After Ochran's great disaster, when our foe in suits was master, it was you who first plunged in and swam the Shannon's boiling flood. blood. And through Schlieblom's dark passes, you led your gallow glasses, although the hungry Saxon wolves were howling for your blood. And when we reached Tipperary, we arrived the clan O'Leary and drove a crop before us as our horsemen southward came. With our spears and swords we gore them, over hill and flood we bore them. Sean O'Deara Glennon, you were worsted in the game. Long, long we kept the hillside, our path hard by the rillside. The sturdy knotted oaken boughs our curtain overhead. The summer sun we laughed at, the winter hail we chaffed at, depending on our sharp steel swords to win us daily bread. But the Dutchman's troops came round us, with fire and steel they bound us, and blazed the woods and valleys till the very sky was flame. But our sharp steel swords cut through them, to the very heart we hewed them. Sean O'Deara Glennon, you were worsted in the game. Here's a health to your and my king, he's a sovereign of our liking, and to Sarsfield, underneath whose flag we now once more must chant. The morning wind will wing us across the sea and bring us to take our stand and wield our brand amongst the sons of France. And although we part in sorrow, still Sean O'Deara Corra, our prayer is a God save Ireland and pour blessings on her name. May our sons be true when needed. May they never fail as we did. Sean O'Deara Glennon, you were worsted in the game.
Oh, Christmas comes so once a year, when the autumn leaves are falling. Young William Hunt, he said bed late, for the love of our Brienne. Oh, he sent his servant into town, where Barbary was the wedding. Then your master is sick, and he sends for you, if your name is Barbary Ellen. Oh, slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she came by him. And when she came, is all she said, I'm afraid, young man, you're dying. Oh, dying, said he, how can this be? Oh, one kiss from you will cure me. Oh, one kiss from me you will never see, while your dying heart is flowing. Oh, come in, come in to my bedroom. understand, you'll find. Oh, one gold watch and one gold chain that I won for Barbary Ellen. Oh, look down at my bedside, and understand, you'll find. Oh, one basin full of my heart's blood that I shed for Barbary Ellen.
Lovely Queenie.
Oh, she was on her hard way home when she heard the small birds chiming, and every note they seemed to say, oh, shame on Barbary Ellen. Oh, they took the white robe from over his head, and then she started crying. Oh, lay him down and lay him low till I look once more upon him. Oh, he was buried in the old churchyard, and she was buried beside him. And out of William grew a red, red rose, and from Barbara grew a briar. Oh, they grew so tall, so terrible tall, till they could not grow no higher. And they tangled up in a true love's knot, and the rose grew round the briar.
He had a book that no one else could explain. He was a tough man at his craft, but then his number came up and he recorded a draft. He's in the hour of brown reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle blast number eight. They made him blow a bugle for his uncle's son. He really broke him down because he could not jump. Seemed to understand, because the next day they cast went out and dropped at the band. And now the company jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle blast company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, he had a toot, he blows at eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless it's bass and guitar. He's playing with him. He makes a comedy jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie 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 bop and company B. He was a boogie 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 bop and company B. And when he plays boogie boogie bugle, he's as busy as a bird bee. And when he plays, he makes a comedy jump eight to the bar. He's a boogie 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 bop and company B. Sing a tootie and a tootie and a tootie, he blows it eight to the bar.
Lovely.
Can't blow a note unless it's bass and guitar. He's playing with him. He makes a comedy jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie 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 bop and company B.
Garden and moor, and these cubs, they are quite indiscreet. Where the lights, they are flashing, the music tis crashing in this latest fashion of imported beat. Oh, these cubs, I am stating, they sure take some baiting with no band at all but a music machine. Your man stands at a table without spoon or ladle and pours out his goods on the boogie and scene. And it's not surprising when the music starts rising to see him put a muffler on each of his ears, while those that are dancing and maybe romancing are losing their hearing forever, I fear. Ah, well, if you must ask me or maybe attack me for finding myself in this place so designed, well, the wife was away for the night, she did say, with the old icy air, for the knit was confined. But out in the morning, without any warning, out there on the dance floor, I was tasting new life. On the floor with a hippie there sliding and slipping was the shape and the make of me own darling wife. Well, in due recognition, she winked in a fashion, the eyelid on my side being all that was free. But was no use us talking with the music there squawking. 'Twas then that I wished I was at Achille. Then an old lad before me had words so adoring to say to his partner he couldn't hold out. So instead of a whisper in her ear, this old jester delivered his message by way of her mouth. Well, there was some oscillating and some contemplating, and some they were eating what I couldn't see, and some were still learning, and I was discerning if any young one had an eye out for me. Balloons in the ceiling were soon disappearing. One young lad was searching for more on the floor, when a boy with elation gave three cheers for the nation whose letters of lately reached this our fair shore. Well, the shapes they were making, if I'm not mistaken, they'd leave their legs aching for more than a year. But they're jiving and bopping and leaping and hopping and never a trace of a jiggery. If I was in Burma or maybe Uganda or deep in the southern Argentine, those dancing gyrations that they're perpetrating, I'd not be debating in their native scene. Well, I love all set dances, the polkas, the lancers, and carry the slides up on clear jigs and reels. And what seldom seen now, like a horse with a plough, what I wouldn't give for a few double wheels. But now they are training and daily explaining the old ways of dancing to young girls and boys, so the discos they'll be living to be misbehaving at sessions and Cayleys forever.
Well, it's called the Ballad of William Blowford. I don't know if anybody knows it. And I was a bit afraid to say this because it's a little bit gory. But then after hearing about misfortunate young men being shot in the war, fellas losing their legs in the Napoleonic campaigns, I figured this is not too bad. If you're of a weak disposition, turn the television off now, or at least turn the sound down. Anyway, this is the Ballad of William Blowford. In a mean abode on the Shankill Road lived a man called William Blowford. He had a wife, the scourge of his life, who continually got his goat. So one day at dawn, with her nightdress on, he cut her bloody throat. With a razor gash, he settled her hash. Oh, never was crime so quick. But the constant drip on the pillow slip of her life's blood made him sick. And the pool of gore on the bedroom floor grew clotted, cold and thick. But still he was glad he had done what he had, as she lay there stiff and still. But the awesome awe of the angry law filled his soul with an icy chill. So to continue the fun he had just begun, he decided himself to kill. Well, he whipped the sheet off his wife's cold feet and he twisted it into a rope. He hung himself from the pantry shelf. Well, it was a happy end, we hope. And as he slid to death with his latest breath, he solemnly cursed the Pope. But the strangest turn of the whole concern is only just beginning. Sam went to hell, his wife got well, she's still alive and sinning. Because the razor blade was Sheffield made, but the rope was Irish linen.
Was on Good Friday.